Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azale, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahet, Cabel, Eshtami, Tukad, Amisbea, Lotikbi. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur John Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. God lift his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Well, today we have Sunday Spirit Blessings. Sunday Spirit Blessings. Yeah, we're going to bless you. We're going to bless you today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we are looking. We're looking for your request, your blessing request. It don't matter how much, it don't matter how much money, it don't matter what it's for, but we are looking for it because we are going to bless you today. We are going to bless you today, and let us start when right now. Okay, 313, hello.
Hi, I'm Papa Say. How you doing?
Okay.
I want a prosperity wealth blessing, please.
Okay, you got it. Okay. There's one that so far there. Okay, again. 573, hello.
Hey, Papa, I'm praying for a blessing for all areas of my life, sir.
Okay. Well, you got it. There you go. Here you go now. This one's 704. Hello, Papa.
Hey,
hello. Yeah.
Hey, Papa. God bless you. I'd like to get a Sunday blessing for love, prosperity, and health.
Love, prosperity, and health. Okay. You got it. Hello. That's it. You got one. Okay. Now 773. Papa, say hello.
Hi, Papa Say. I would like a blessing as well. God bless you.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you.
This is something. This is something. These people are going with it. Here's somebody else. 262. Hello. Papa Say, hello. You can't get it. Okay. We'll pray for your blessing. No, don't worry about it. Well, now,
thank you.
For each and everyone, for each and every one that prayed for this, that prayed for this. This is sort of a, I don't know, sort of a coming to this, because this morning I started not to do this. No, I started to do a prayer service. But it turned into blessings. With it, I said, you know, we'll pray. It don't matter how, I don't know what, but we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Now, we got blessings. We got blessings. So the Lord will bless you no matter what. I have committed myself. I have committed myself to pray for blessings. And so I shall. So I shall. So I shall. You, it is time. It is time that you receive a blessing. How many believe that? It's time that you receive a blessing. And that you receive a blessing now. This is the decree of Almighty God. Yep, it's the decree of Almighty God that you should receive a blessing now. It's not from me. Now get this straight. It ain't from me. It's from God. This is not from me. This is from God. You should have a blessing, and it should be apparent right now. Right now, your blessing should be. And with this blessing, you will receive all that you are looking for, all that you hope for, all that you are wishing for, and all that you will ever have. You will get it now. Yes, you will. You will have it now. This blessing is guaranteed. I'm telling you, it is guaranteed to take you out of something bad and put you into something good. No matter what it is, no matter what you need, no matter where you are, this blessing is guaranteed. Guaranteed to bless you. You shall be a person that is blessed by Almighty God. You will be blessed by the spirits on high and from not another. You will be blessed, and no one will be able to do nothing about it. No, he won't. I'm looking at one whose brother is trying to do something about it, but he won't be able to do nothing about it. I'm looking at one whose sister is trying to do something about it, but she won't be able to do nothing. These blessings are from Almighty God. Now, there are some people who are going to want to be here but can't be here, because they got the time this call screwed up. See, they thought it was going to be 3:00, but they forgot. That's the old time. Yeah, the old time. This is the new time. November 1, 2015. This is a new time, a new day, a new chance. Now, with this blessing, you are supposed to just live in the blessing, live in a state of blessing. You are not to do anything sinful. You are not to do anything bad. You are not to do anything which is getting back at somebody or whatever. You are to just live how? Live blessed. You are to live blessed. By Almighty God, you are to live blessed. And that means what? It means looking blessed. It means talking blessed. It means resting blessed. It means even, well, my God, everything you do has got to be blessed. Everything. Everything. It would even be a good, it's a good portion of you. If you take yourself, and you take something of yourself and carry it with you. Hear what I'm saying? Carry it with you. I don't care. It can be, in fact, use a penny. A penny. And what you're going to do is this will be a blessed penny. It'll be a blessed penny, which you will keep to give to others from you to show God's blessing. A penny, you got it? One small penny. And see, folks look at that, but they don't know how much power is in that penny. Just that one penny will keep that person clean. It will keep him blessed. And one thing more it will do, it will bless you. Yes, it will. It will bless you among that which you have never seen, which you have never experienced. You have to have that blessing. So get a penny now. Now see, some asking, should it be new or old? Is your blessing supposed to be new or old? Is your blessing supposed to be new or old? That's the question. New or old blessing? New or old blessing? Some say, I want a new blessing. Yeah, well, you get a new penny. Some say, I just don't matter. It don't matter. It could be an old one. Well, it's an old one. But the truth is, there's nothing wrong with the penny. There's nothing indifferent about it. No, no. It's just the penny. And I want you to take this, glory be to God, and to keep it with you, to keep it on your person. Keep it on your person. That's right. Keep it on your person. And when it comes to you to bless a certain person with it, when it comes, I'm saying, now you listen to me, listen good. When it comes to you, and it ain't going to come to you, see, looking at everybody else, but when it comes to you to bless a certain person with it, then you give them the penny. Glory be to God. You give them the penny, Baruch Hashim. And that is all you do. You tell them you are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You got that? You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now, I got you saying something. Got you saying something from the scripture. I got you saying something from the Psalms. But by saying it, you put that in effect. You put it in order. You make it real. Glory be to God. It is real. When you say you are blessed of the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth, there's nothing which they can say. There's nothing which they can do. There's nothing that'll stop them. There's nothing that'll stand in their way. There is nothing that will keep them from receiving the blessing of Almighty God. So, with that penny, you are blessing them exceedingly above that all which they are able to ask or think. according to the power that worketh in them. They are blessed by Almighty God. They are blessed by Him. Now, you know about the blessing. You know where it'll be. You know it. Now, for you personally, I want you to think about the words that I'm fixing to say. I want you to just think about them. Just think about them. Now, the first part is in Hebrew, of course, but then I will do English. You just think about it. You just think about it. You just think about it as deeply as you can. And it will come to you. It will come to you. It will come. Yes, it will. Okay? Lashim Yehud Kucha Baritu Uakashente Bidachilu Urachimu Urachimu Udachilu Layachida Shim Yodahe Bawalahe Bayachuda Shalim Bashim Kol Israel. For the sake of the unity of the Holy One, blessed be He. For His Shekinah in all and love, in love and all, to unite the name Yod-He with Wawahe in perfect unity in the name of all Israel. Heavenly Father, look on these, Your people, Your children, your created ones, and bless them. Bless them exceedingly abundantly, above which they are able to ask or think. Lord, bless them with money. Bless them with homes. Bless them with automobiles. Bless them with every good thing which they need. Bless them, I ask you. Bless them with jobs. Bless them with everything, every good thing which you have given them, which you have given to me, which you have showed me that you want to give to them. Give it to them. Fill their hands and fill it till they overflow. Fill their hands so that they cannot rub them together. Fill their hands so that they will never be without. Fill them, Lord. Fill these people so that they will be yours. So that they will be. Let others look at them and declare that they are blessed. That they are blessed, that they want to follow them because they are blessed by you. I believe you're able. I know you're able. And I know you will. I know you have. So bless them again. Bless them, Lord. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be His name. To all of them, I pray that you give on that cheek the kiss of peace. Right now, the kiss of peace. Right now, to area code 313, the kiss of peace. To area code 573, the kiss of peace. To area code 704, the kiss of peace. Oh, glory. To area code 773, the kiss of peace. To area code 262, the kiss of peace. To area code 706, the kiss of peace. To area code 770, the kiss of peace. Every single one. Give it to them now. Give it to them and to everyone that wish they were here but are not here. Grant the kiss of peace. Grant that they would always, look on you as being their only provider. Their only filler of needs, their only giver of every good thing that they have abundantly towards you. Yes, Lord, and I pray. Where there is one sick, that he or she will be healed. Will be healed now. Where I look at blood, disease, be healed. Where I look at swollen feet, be healed. Where I look at an arm is pain, be healed. Be healed, oh Lord. Be healed. Heal them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. This one that's been affected by high headaches, be healed. Right now, I pray This one that's affected by pain in their legs and in their thighs, be healed. Yes, Lord, heal this one. Heal that one. Heal that one. I pray to you that you would heal them. That you would heal them. Above everyone, that you would let them be healed and set free. Those that are in need of a blessing, I tell you what you do. You do right now. You do right now, not the blessing for money, I already prayed for that, but another blessing. I'm looking at a person. I'm looking at a son you need blessing for. I'm looking at a daughter you need blessing for. I'm looking at a grandchild, a grandson that you need a blessing for. I tell you what you do. You just put your hand, you just put your left hand on your heart and think about them. Just think about them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless these. I pray that you make them whole. I pray that you lift them up. I pray that they would be more the way that they are supposed to be. I pray that you would give them your most understanding power. I pray, Heavenly Father, that these whom we are not touching our heart for, I pray that you would be the most important thing in their life. Oh, glory. Glory, Father. Glory to you. I pray this. I pray this. And for all these, and for all their sake, I pray again, Lashem, Yahud, Kusha, Barichu, Uakashente, Birachilu, Urachimu, Urachimu, Udachilu, Leyachida, Shim Yodahe, Bawahe, Bayachuda Shalim, Bashim Kol Israel. Oh, Lord, all of these people are your Israel. They are yours. They're yours. Give them a special blessing now. I pray forever and ever. Amen. Okay, there you go. There you go. You have got it. You have got it. You have got it. You've got it. Now, next week, at the same time, we will have prayers. We have Sunday Spirit prayers. Now, what is that? That's just me praying in the Spirit for you. But I got a new thing now. Those spirits will pray for you. Sure will. Those spirits will pray for you. Those spirits will pray for you to Almighty God, their Father. Their Father. And to that, to the end that it is, the end of this, we will look for a blessing. Now, everybody that's here today, I look upon you as my children. I look upon you as something from me. So therefore, nothing but good can come from you. Nothing but good can come of you. Nothing but good can come for you. You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. You are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. And so, till next week at this time, I want to say, God has blessed you real good. He has. He has. He has blessed you good. He has blessed you real good. And there is only one real Hudeo, and only one Papa Say. Until then, good night and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.